Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD American Fiddle Tunes from the Library of Congress on Rounder Records. We heard the great Kentucky fiddler Luther Strong playing Ricketts Hornpipe. The theme was collected by Alan and Elizabeth Lomax in Hazard, Kentucky in 1937. The next two programs will celebrate the life of Alan Lomax, who would have turned 100 this past January. Alan was born in Austin, Texas in 1915. His father was the noted folklorist John Lomax. Due to a chronic illness, Alan was mostly homeschooled and eventually enrolled at the University of Texas in Austin. He transferred to Harvard University, but he was stricken with pneumonia and had to drop out. At the age of 17, he joined his father on a series of folk song collecting field trips for the Library of Congress and co-authored American Ballads and Folk Songs in 1934 and Negro Folk Songs as sung by Leadbelly in 1936. He eventually graduated from the University of Texas with a degree in philosophy. From 1937 to 1942, Lomax was assistant in charge of the Archive of Folk Song of the Library of Congress, where he recorded numerous interviews with Woody Guthrie, Muddy Waters, Jelly Roll Morton, Big Bill Brunsey, and many others. He began traveling with his father to make field recordings documenting folk music across the U.S., and eventually he traveled with his wife Elizabeth in a car outfitted with a very heavy recording system built into the trunk. They recorded a wide variety of folk musicians, mostly in the South, and created a collection that focused on music played by everyday Americans in farms, homes, churches, and penitentiaries. He also produced folk music radio programs for the CBS radio network. While serving in the Army in World War II, he produced several radio programs in support of the war effort, which were broadcast on the BBC. After the war, he produced a series of recordings for the Decca label and organized concerts in Town Hall and Carnegie Hall in New York City. In 1949, he hosted a national radio program called The Ballad Man on the Mutual Network, which featured music from around the world. Like many artists in the 1950s, the Red Scare sent Alan to Europe for almost 10 years. During those times, he continued to collect folk music from England, Scotland, Ireland, Italy, and Spain, and released these on a series of albums. When he returned to the U.S. in 1959, he was contracted by Atlantic Records to re-record some of the performers he had recorded in the 1930s and 40s using new, more advanced recording systems, but more about that in the next program. We'll open this week's Sing Out magazine with Leadbelly's classic Western Cowboy, recorded by Alan with his father John Lomax in 1934 at the Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola. This was from the second series of recordings by Leadbelly recorded by the Lomaxes. We're celebrating the life and work of Alan Lomax on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I was a cowboy out on the western plain. When I was a cowboy out on the western plain, I made a half a million pulling on the bridle rein. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. I went to my girl's house, she's sitting there alone. Went to my good house, she's sitting there alone. I'm a poor western cowboy, a long way from home. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, When I left my good house, she's rockin' in a rockin' chair. When I left my good house, she's rockin' in a rockin' chair. Oh, Western cowboy, he don't leave me here. Come, cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Went to my good house, sitting deep down in my saddle. Went to my good house, sitting deep down in my saddle. I'm the best Western cowboy that I ever heard tell. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western plain. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western plain. When me and a bunch of cowboys running in a jersey game. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Me and a bunch of cowboys running in a jersey game. Me and a bunch of cowboys running in a jersey game. Oh, the bullets were a falling just like a shower rain. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Come on, all you cowboys, don't you want to go? Come on, all you cowboys, don't you want to go? Just see the rangers and ranger buffalo. Come on, cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Next hardest battle was ever on Bunker Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker Hill. When me and a bunch of cowboys running in the Buffalo Bill. Come cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy. Come all the cowboys, don't you want to yell? Come all the cowboys, don't you want to yell? For 1900, bang, bang, you yell. Come cow, cow, yiggy, cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy.
Song composed by Huddy Ledbetter at Camp Face on the Captain Rio, that is dance in Morning Fort, Louisiana. 12 string of the 10, 12 string king.
Alan Protho, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Laying steel now. Oh, what I eat by lining tracks and I head and join him back. Oh boy, can't you line him? Oh boy, can't you line him? Oh boy, over yonder. Oh, that'll do. Oh, just let me tell you what the captain done. He looked at the watch and he looked at the sun. Oh, boy, can't you line him? Oh, boy, can't you line him? Oh, boy, can't you line him? See how we go line and try. Oh, keep on talking about John ahead. Never said nothing about the hogging bread. Oh, boy, can't you line him? Oh, boy, won't you line him? Oh, boys, won't you line him? See how we go line and try. Hey, John ahead, boys, settle down. Oh, I'm gonna tell you now, boys, something you never heard before. Oh, the captain got a water bed just like mine. Kick like time and then it don't keep time. Oh, boys, won't you line him? Oh, boys, won't you line him? Oh, boys, won't you line him? See how we go line and try. Hey, boys, join ahead. I'm gonna tell you something now. Oh, all I want, my neighbor being a big fat woman and a wheel of team. Ha ha, won't you line him? Ha ha, won't you line him? Ho ho, won't you line him? See how we go line the track. If I could, I surely would. Stand on the rock where Moses stood. Oh, boys, every morning. I at noon, I was in the heenin. I'd be standing there for all time. Oh, boys, I'm gonna tell you something now. Oh, way down yonder in the hog field, ain't just working at the chariot wheel. Oh, boys, won't you line him? Oh, boys, won't you line him? Oh, boys, won't you line him? See how we go line the track. Oh, if I knew my camel's blind, wouldn't want to work till the clock struck nine. Oh, boy, he can see. I ain't blind. I got a water bill. I can't tell time. On a tiré la courte paille pour voir lequel qui serait mangé. On a tiré la courte paille pour voir lequel qui serait mangé. On voit la petite gens qui sont de ça. Ça serait petite gens qui serait mangé. On voit la petite gens qui au temps au temps, ça serait petit gens qui serait mangé. Oh petit gens, ça y fait du mal, ils crient courage mes camarades. Oh petit gens, ça y fait du mal, ils crient courage mes camarades. Je vois la terre. Je vois la terre sur tous côtés, trois pigeons blancs que ça voltige. Je vois aussi trois filles du prince qui se promènent au long du rivage. Je vois aussi trois filles du prince qui se promènent au long du rivage. Oh, si jamais je mets mes pieds sur terre, la plus jolie, je l'épouserai. Oh, si jamais je mets mes pieds sur terre, la plus jolie, je l'épouserai.
But it ain't ever seen that long, Lord, it's been. But it ain't ever seen that long, Lord, it's been. But it ain't ever seen. It was round, round your brown, round your brown coal mine. The train, Lord, Lord, come by. Oh, but it about half, but it about half past nine. The train, Lord, Lord, come by. Oh, but it about half, but it about half past nine. The train, Lord, Lord, come by. Oh, but it about half, but it about half past nine. And never, never come back, never come back again. The prettiest, Lord, Lord, little girl. Oh, but it ever, but it ever seen. The prettiest, Lord, Lord, little girl. Oh, but it ever, but it ever seen. The prettiest, prettiest, prettiest girl. What round, round, Joe Brown, round Joe Brown for mine. I was blue, oh, buddy, I'm a cheek, buddy, I'm a cheek, what brown. down. Uh-oh. I want blue. Uh-oh. Oh, Buddy on the cheek. Buddy on the cheek was brown. Uh-oh. I thought Lord was blue. Oh, Buddy on the cheek. Buddy on the cheek was brown. Uh-oh. And I had down. Had it hung way down. Uh-oh. The train, Lord, had a rain. Uh-oh. Oh, Buddy, that's for my view. Uh-oh. The train, Lord, had a wreck. Uh-oh. Buddy had to fall my heels. Uh-oh. The train, Lord, had a wreck. Uh-oh. Buddy had to fall my heels. Uh-oh. And kill Evelyn, I did. Uh-oh. Her head, Lord, was found. Uh-oh. Oh, Buddy in a driving wheel. Uh-oh. Her head, Lord, was found. Uh-oh. Buddy in a driving wheel. Uh-oh. Her head, Lord, was found. Uh-oh. Buddy in a driving wheel. Uh-oh. Her body ain't never been seen.
Others properly accredited or sung by a quartet, Bellwood prison camp at Atlanta, Georgia, by a quartet composed of Jesse Wadley, leader, John Wadley, Will Jones, and Felix Davenport, through the courtesy of Captain Tyree, captain of this camp, for the Library of Congress in Washington.
I guess we don't have to back announce that one because John Lomax did it for us. It was December 1934, and the longest train I ever saw, Jesse Wadley, with his brother John Wadley, Will Jones, and Felix Davenport at the Bellwood Prison Camp in Atlanta, Georgia. That's from a recording called Deep River of Song, Georgia, on Rounder Records. We are celebrating the life of Alan Lomax in the next two Sing Out Radio Magazine programs. Before that, we heard some Cajun music from some sisters from down in New Iberia, Louisiana, the Hoffpaer sisters, and we heard 6 years at Sea, and that's on the collection Louisiana Recordings Cajun and Creole Music on Rounder Records. And before that, we heard a track lining song from Alan Prothrow, recorded at the State Penitentiary in Nashville, Tennessee in 1933 by John and Alan Lomax, and that's from the recording Negro Work Songs and Calls on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with Lead Belly from the second set of recordings that he made for Alan and John Lomax. This was before he was freed from prison. We heard Western Cowboy, and that's on Deep River of Song, Black Texicans on Rounder Records. We are celebrating the life of Alan Lomax the next 2 weeks on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we could probably put an entire program together about Aunt Molly Jackson. Here's Aunt Molly with Roll On Buddy, recorded in New York City in 1939. She was a union activist and played with Woody Guthrie. Here's Aunt Molly Jackson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I've been a-walking 10 years on the hill and in Riddle Road. I can't make enough money for to pay my board. I went to the boss, I asked him for my time. Oh, why do you think he told me I owed him one dime? Oh, roll on, buddy, and make up your time. I'm so weak and hungry, I can't make mine. I looked at the sun, and the sun looked low. I looked at my woman, and she said, don't go. Oh, some of these days freight train. I looked at the sun, and the sun looked high. I looked at my woman, she began to cry. Oh, roll on, buddy, don't roll so slow. I'm so weak and hungry, I can't work no more.
That was composed by White Mountaineers, is that?
Exactly. On the L&M Railroad. What? Years and years and years ago.
You don't know when.
Huh?
You don't know when.
Well, I don't know exactly when, but I do know that it was when they was putting that L&M Railroad through.
Pretty Polly, come and go with me. Pretty Polly, come and go with me. Pretty Polly, come and go with me. Before we begin, there's some pleasure to see. Pretty Willie, I fear your way. Pretty Willie, I fear your way. Pretty Willie, I fear your way. You taking my body all out of the train. Than a valley to deep. He led her over the hills and the valley so deep. He led her over the hills and the valley so deep. And at last, Pretty Polly began to
Oh, Sonny boy, did you ever hear about those hardships way back in the year of 29? When who was in port? Took us off a Camel cigarette and put us on golden grain. I'm gonna tell you a little about the Red Cross store, the hardship that I had to go through with. Me and my girl talked last night, talked for about an hour. Brownie, go to the Red Cross store, get a sack of Red Cross flour. I said, no. Baby, I don't wanna go. Thought I'll rob a bank for you, woman, but I won't go to that Red Cross store. Why? Them old Red Cross people sure to treat you mean. One can of tomatoes, two or three cans of beans. I said, no. Baby, I don't wanna go. Why, Brownie? Thought I'd rob a bank or stop a train, but I won't go to that Red Cross store. Now you can go down in the morning. They'll ask you how do you feel. They'll give you a bag of tomatoes, a peck of boiled meal. I said, no. Little girl Brownie don't wanna go. I'll do anything in the world for you, but I won't go to that welfare store. Now you know when that man was in president, who was his name? He took me off of Camel cigarettes and put me on golden grain. I said, no, but I don't wanna go. Well, I say I'll quit smoking before I go to the Red Cross store. There ain't no need of me working so hard, sonny. I got a girl in the white folks' yard. She told me, no, Brownie, you don't have to go. Why? I'll bring your meal from the kitchen. Stay away from that Red Cross store. Play it for Brownie and see how she said talk to you. Now Hoover, he once told us he's gonna make things all right. Give us one can of chipped beef and two, three cans of kraut. I told him, no, no. Well, you know I don't wanna go. Well, I'll do anything for you, baby. I won't go to the Red Cross store. Sonny, I done found me another girl. Said you're gonna get herself a job. Take care of me while these doggone times is hard. I told her, yes, yes. Well, you know I don't wanna go. When you get your money, get your check cash, I'll stay from that Red Cross store.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1520. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. We're celebrating the legacy of Alan Lomax this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. We're listening to some of his field recordings, and we just heard Wayne Perry, a fiddler from Crowley, Louisiana, and Old Joe Clark. That was recorded in June of 1934 by John and Alan Lomax, and that's on the recording American Fiddle Tunes from the Library of Congress on Rounder Records. That's our theme music for this week. And before that, we heard from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee in their first professional recording made in 1942, May of 1942, in Washington, D.C., and that was the Red Cross Store. They had just met each other, and it worked out pretty well for them. That's on a recording called Deep River of Song, Black Appalachia. And before that, a recording made at the 37th annual session of the Alabama Sacred Harp Singing Convention. In Birmingham, Alabama, we heard Sherburne. And you might recognize that as a Christmas carol, but it hasn't always been. That's from the recording Sacred Harp Singing on Rounder. And before that, we heard from Pete Steele, a man who taught Pete Seeger a couple of tunes. We heard Pretty Polly, recorded in Hamilton, Ohio in 1938. Classic murder ballad, Pretty Polly, from Pete Steele. That's on the recording Anglo-American Ballads Volume 1 on Rounder. And we let off that set with Aunt Molly Jackson, from Clay County, Kentucky, and Roll On Buddy, recorded in New York City in 1939, and that's on Railroad Songs and Ballads on Rounder Records. Alan Lomax would have turned 100 in January, and we are celebrating his legacy this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I think I first heard about Alan Lomax through the Library of Congress recordings of Woody Guthrie. Here's Woody, recorded back in 1940, talking about hard times on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
This is March the 22nd, 1940, and we're continuing Mr. Woody Guthrie's records of Dust Bowl songs from Texas, Oklahoma, and California. Mr. Guthrie is now going to sing us It's Hard Times.
Songs and I never could. I don't know how it was, I just never could get a hold of the words to one. So that's a old time tune, and an easy old tune is 4,700 songs to that same tune. But I just wrote that down and called it Hard Times.
Woody, do you know any songs about outlaws, desperados, bad men, bank robbers, or anything of that kind?
Yeah, them's my long shots. Of course, I guess you know the one about Jesse James and his boys. I know the song, of course, about Sam Bass, Jesse James, Bob and Emmett Dalton, Bell Starr, Billy the Kid. This here one here is about an outlaw that's really come from about 17 miles from where I was born and raised. And I know people all through his section of the country, and he knows people all through my section of the country. And for about 4 or 5 years, we won't make it sound too ancient because he's sort of a late name on the outlaw list, but he did make a name, and he made a pretty name. Pretty Boy Floyd, they called him.
Why was that, anyway? Why'd they call him Pretty Boy?
His first name was Charles. And I remember when these here bell-bottom, balloon-bottom britches first come out, you know, and the boys started wearing them all around over the country. Why, when the first ones bought them and come walking down the street, why, we had a habit of calling, hollering, "Hello, Pretty Boy." And Pretty Boy Floyd was sort of a mild-natured man, the way I hear it. Sort of a smiling, easy-going man, but then he did have something in his system that fought back. And but that very seldom come out. He's generally pretty good-natured, and he was a nice-looking man. He weighed about 185 or 90 pounds and was built up nice. And so they just called him Pretty Boy, not naturally because he was a sissy or anything like that, but it just got to be a nickname on account of his looks and his actions. And a story that I heard was that his outlaw career started in the little town of Shawnee, Oklahoma, one Saturday afternoon when he come into town and tied his horses up to a hitching rack. He had his wife beside him on the old spring seat of his buckboard wagon. And they had made a new ruling since Pretty Boy had been to town the week before about tying your horses. And the automobiles is getting pretty thick down there. And so there was a deputy sheriff come out and proceeded to bawl Pretty Boy out for tying his team up there. And his language wasn't quite suited to the occasion. And Pretty Boy's temper just got away with him there when he heard in the presence of his wife. That's one thing that Oklahoma and Texas and all that country is pretty strict about, is the language that you use in the presence of the women, unless it's personal or friendly or something like that. But then when it comes in a certain tone of voice, you better smile or duck. So the deputy said it, and he didn't smile, and he didn't duck. And Pretty Boy grabbed a log chain out of the wagon that he was in, and the deputy went for his gun at the same time. They had quite a fist fight without fists, and the deputy lost. Pretty Boy took off to the trees and timbers, and he lived along the river bottom with the farmers for a long time there. And in them days, you know, there was lots of banks for some strange reason going broke. If you sneezed out the wrong window, why, Georgia Bank would go broke. If you come in the wrong door, the bank would go broke. If you, well, at least little excuse the bankers could think up for, they went broke. So there's several thousand around over the country went broke, and the government stepped in and says, "Boys, says you can't go broke so fast. You're going to have to change tactics. You're going to have to make up some new excuses to go broke." So the banker said, "Well, okay, we'll watch it." So they thought, "Well, now, if we could just get somebody to rob us, George, from the inside, everything would be hunky-dory." So when Pretty Boy Floyd was hiding out from the officers of the law because of the deputy sheriff fight that he had, why, there come reports from all over the state, 300 or 400 miles away, that Pretty Boy Floyd and a band had just robbed a bank, when about 25 or 30 farmers knew damn well that he was sitting right there, right then. Well, at that time, that got to be a pretty big joke around over Oklahoma, Alan. Fact, all over that country. Banks is being robbed by Pretty Boy Floyd, Pretty Boy Floyd, Pretty Boy Floyd here, yonder, everywhere. He's worse than Quinn Tuplett's man. He's running all directions at the same time, had three guns in each hand, a whole bunch more in his pocket. But anyway, there was lots of people knew where he was and what he was doing, so it got to be quite a joke. And so these farmers hid him out. Down in that country, they always hid him out because they knew that although he might have been a bad man, he wasn't being given a fair chance.
Well, how did he get those $1,000 bills, Willie?
Well, a little bit later, he went his limit again. I guess his temper got the best of him, and it is said that he said, they making me an outlaw. They're getting the money and I'm getting the advertisement. He said, I think I'll just reverse the deal. He said, I'm going to take the cash and let the credit go. So he took out with a six-shooter in each hand. Here's a little story I believe I was saying about it. I want to say, though, that Pretty Boy did get shot down like all outlaws, and his character gets shot down some way or another by one of their own men or by one of the Judases in the deal. One of the dirty little cowards in the Jesse James songs. Pretty Boy got his and he's laying in his grave right today, but I want to venture to say without stretching the truth that Pretty Boy Floyd is sung about on more lips and more mouths and thought better of in more hearts. He's all around more popular than any governor that Oklahoma ever had. Come and gather around me, children, and the story I will tell of Pretty Boy Floyd the Outlaw. Oklahoma knew him. Shawnee, Oklahoma, on a Saturday afternoon, his wife beside him in his wagon, and into town they rode. There a deputy sheriff reproached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of anger, and his wife she overheard. Now Pretty Boy grabbed a log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun, and the fight would follow. He laid that deputy down. Took to the trees and timber along the river shore, hiding on the river bottom, and never come back no more. Yes, he took to the trees and timber. To his name, but there's a many a starving farmer, the same old story told, how this outlaw paid their mortgage and he saved their little home. Others tell you about a stranger that comes to beg a meal underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on Christmas Day. There was a whole carload of groceries come with a note to say. Well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Yes, it's through this world I've hoboed. I've seen lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. But it's through your life you ramble. Yes, it's through your life you roam. You won't ever see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
First recordings of Woody I think I ever bought back in the old days were the Library of Congress recordings on Rounder that Alan Lomax did. And we just heard Hard Times and Pretty Boy Floyd. What I especially like about these Lomax recordings is when he actually questions the performer. It's more like a visit than anything else. I really enjoy how he probes and asks questions. Up next, we have an interesting version of If I Had My Way. This was recorded down in Cahoma County, Mississippi in August of 1941. And it was recorded by Alan Lomax, John W. Work, and Lewis Jones at the Mount Ararat Missionary Baptist Church. And it's performed by Deacon Tom Jones, the Reverend C.H. Savage, and their congregation. If I Had My Way, I'd Tear This Building Down on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, something cried if I had my way. Well, something cried
if I had my way.
Well, something cried
if I had my way.
Oh, thank
you.
Well, Lord, the Lord,
if I had my way.
Oh, Lord, the Lord,
if I had my way.
Oh, Lord, the Lord,
if I had my way.
When he come back, he had locked his gate.
Yeah.
No, by that, he must been awful strong.
Yeah.
Picking up a gate post and walking along, crying, Lord, Lord,
if I had my way.
Oh, Lord, Lord,
if I had my way.
Oh, Lord, Lord,
if I had my way.
Walks
down in the temple one day.
Yeah.
Lord rode Samson on his way. Yeah. You know by that he must have been strong. Taking the line and walked along the kind. Lord, Lord,
if I had my way.
Oh, Lord, Lord, if I
had my way.
Oh, Lord, Lord,
if I had my way. That building down.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, Lord,
if I had my way,
then
building down.
Samson walked down in the temple one day.
Yeah.
Lord rode Samson on his way. Samson being the man, the lion tight.
Yeah.
Samson jumped straddled the lion's back.
Yeah.
Know by that him is awful strong. Taking the lawn and walking long. Then Lord, Lord,
if I had my way.
Oh, Lord, Lord,
if I had my way.
Lord, Lord, if I
had my way,
yeah, I'd better build them down.
Oh, the people, they came riding,
yeah,
while Samson just was bound.
Mm.
Samson just made one move and they told the building down.
Lord, and Lord,
if I had my way, if I had my way,
oh, Lord,
if I had my way,
what are you gonna do when the meat's all gone, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What are you gonna do when the meat's all gone, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What are you gonna do when the meat's all gone?
I'll sit in the corner and gnaw a bone.
That's what I'll do when the meat's all gone, sugar babe. Now what are you gonna do when the meal gives out, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What are you gonna do when the meal gives out, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What are you gonna do when the meal gives out?
I'll stand in the corner, cry and pop.
That's what I'll do when the meal gives out, sugar babe. Now, what you gonna do when the corn's laid by, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What you gonna do when the corn's laid by, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What you gonna do when the corn's laid by?
I'll lay in the shade and look at the sky.
That's what I'll do when the corn's laid by, sugar babe. Now, what you gonna do when your shoes get thin, sugar babe?
Oh, sugar babe.
What you gonna do when your shoes get thin, sugar babe?
Oh, sugar babe.
What you gonna do when your shoes get thin?
Why, you do the work and I'll stay in.
That's what I'll do when your shoes get thin, sugar babe. Well now, what are you gonna do when the weather gets cold, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What are you gonna do when the weather gets cold, sugar babe?
Sugar babe.
What are you gonna do when the weather gets cold?
I'll do like a groundhog, hunt me a hole. That's what I'll do when the weather gets cold, sugar baby mine.
About 15 years ago, when Rounder was putting together these compilations of Alan Lomax recordings, they found some acetates that were never labeled, but they kind of figured they were from around 1944. And we just heard Sugar Babe from Lily Mae Ledford, the banjo-pickin' girl, along with Pete Seeger. And that's included on concert and radio series The Martins and the Coys on Rounder Records. And we let off that set with If I Had My Way, I'd Tear the Building Down, performed by Deacon Tom Jones, Reverend C.H. Savage, and their group, recorded by Alan Lomax, John W. Work, and Lewis Jones at the Mount Ararat Missionary Baptist Church, King and Anderson Plantation in Cahoma County, Mississippi, in August of 1941. And that's on Deep River of Song, Mississippi, Saints and Sinners on Rounder Records. Hope you've enjoyed this first part of our two-part Alan Lomax tribute. We're going to listen to lots more music next week, including some of the recordings that he made for Atlantic Records in the 1950s, the late 50s and the early 60s. They are magical recordings. You've been listening to The Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on The Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1520.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer the morning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing.